Welcome to another episode of Their Story, Their Voice. Pre-warning, this is going to be super, super quick and it will just be me because I had technical issues uploading the audio that I did in a studio with my... I don't know if she'd be offended if I called her my Gen Z guest. So at some point, I'm going to find out how I get that audio back to. Anywho, this episode, because lastminute.com, I just wanted to put something out because I didn't want it to be a day late or a week late, even longer. So I wanted to get something out. And on that note, yay, the holidays are coming. I don't know what the holidays look like to different people all over the world. I just know what the holidays look like over here. And over here we have Christmas trees. We have turkeys, which I obviously am opposed to, but that's fine. Doesn't need to be ethical. Anywho, I figured because we're approaching the end of the year, we're approaching 2024, brand new year. There's a few things that I want to do. So I really, really am asking, please, 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 because I'm talking to someone, but I don't know who I'm speaking to. So I kind of just need a bit of feedback on what is working and what's not working. And as motivation to get people to actually respond and not ignore, I am going to be doing a giveaway. So once I worked out how to get a survey out there, get email addresses in a fully data protection way, the surveys won't be long. They'll be really quick, few questions, your favorite episodes, what you would like to hear more of, because I keep being told that I don't have a niche audience. And when I speak to a few people who I know who listen, and when I've come up with several different ideas, they feel like I would then be isolating certain demographics. So I don't want to do that. I don't want it always to just be doom and gloom, because sometimes I feel like it's all just oh so serious. And that's fine if that's what's working. But I don't know if it's working because I can't get feedback from the people who are listening, which is yourselves. So I'm going to do a freebie. I am going to work out how to do the survey, then work out how to get email addresses. And then please, 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 please promise I won't bombard you with emails. Let me know how the freebie is going to work. Probably should also think about that. But there'll be freebies. There'll be first prize. There'll be freebies, free different freebies, which are some of them, going to be perfectly honest, maybe some of the books that of the authors that have been on the show. Some of them may be, I'm not going to say this one because I don't want to get in trouble by volunteering someone's services without their permission. There'll be freebies. And because I find I don't really have as much time as I used to do things, I listen to quite a few of the author's books via audio. So an Amazon Alexa will definitely be one of the freebies. So I just need to know who I'm tailoring the freebies to. So I'm going to get the survey out. I'm going to get another episode out next week, because please let me have done the survey by then. And then any feedback is so, so, so appreciated. So appreciated. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And happy Tuesday. And yay, the holidays are coming. The time of capitalism at its finest. I'm going to keep the holiday cheer for as long as I possibly can. And then maybe come January, I'll be back to my usual oh so serious. But before the oh so serious, I do want to get Bella's episode out. This is just a nothing episode. It's me just saying, I need feedback. I need to know who I'm speaking to, what your interests are, because I have a few solo / with guest episodes that I want to do all around different areas. And I think I'm just at the stage where I don't really know what's working, who's it working for. So I will just start with my survey, which I will get out. I will be asking for email addresses. And in the beginning, when I first started doing this, I always used to say, if anyone's got any ideas, anything that they would like to share, anything that is working, that isn't working, what they'd like to hear more of, then please just send me an email, because I have an entire email address, which is chataholic.me@gmail.com. So please just send me an email. I'm just actually feel like at this stage, I'm just begging. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And usually I would end this with my do better by yourselves and by others. However, recently I said that to my friend, bless her. And something happened and she faced some homophobic abuse and she then wanted to report it to the police. And she wanted her workplace to stand up and say what happened was not acceptable, which it really, really wasn't. And then because I was a witness and because it just seemed so hard trying to report it to the police, find out what they were doing, were her workplace going to do anything or were they not? And at one point, I thought to myself, I don't know if you're going to get the desired result from this. And the same day I thought that, she said to me, I'm not letting this go. I'm not letting this go because you always say, be the voice for those who don't have a voice. And I thought, oh yes, that is the advice that I keep saying to people. Do better by yourselves. Do better by others. Be the voice for that group that doesn't have a voice. And I don't think I'm going back on that, because that has to be, because that's what I feel like I always say that I stand for. I just don't, I feel like when I say it, it makes it sound really, really simple, like it's really easy to do. but it's not. So that's it. That's all I have for me. So thank you for listening to me talk about absolutely nothing for nearly 10 minutes. And hopefully, fingers crossed, the next episode, I will have a guest, and then I will put the bit about the survey on. Just going to give you the email address again. It's chataholic.me@gmail.com. Thank you.